Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Delhi today. Finance Secretary Tohin Kanta Pandey appointed new chairman of SEBI. Veteran Odia actor Uttam Mohanty dies at 66. 6.1 magnitude earthquake strikes Nepal. Tremors also felt in Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. US President Donald Trump announces 10% additional tariff on imports from China. An Indian mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto to take on Gao Jiaxuan and Wu Mengying of China in quarterfinals of German Open badminton tournament today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in Delhi today. President von der Leyen arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit to India, accompanied by 22 of the 27 EU commissioners. This is the first ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India and marks the first trip outside Europe for the new College of Commissioners, which took office in December last year. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations based on growing convergences. Our correspondent has filed this report.
India and Europe are strategic partners since 2004, and their bilateral ties have expanded and deepened across a wide range of areas. The ties are multifaceted and cover a broad spectrum of areas, including trade, investment, climate change, and science and technology. The EU is India's largest trading partner in goods. Bilateral trade has increased 90% in the last decade. Bilateral trade in goods with the EU for 2023-24 stood at $135 billion. There are extensive industry collaborations between Indian and European countries in the renewable and hydrogen sectors. EU has joined India's flagship international initiative on solar energy, the International Solar Alliance. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi will participate in Jahan-e Khusro 2025 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi this evening. Organized by the Rumi Foundation, the festival will celebrate its 25th anniversary this year. It was started by renowned filmmaker and artist Muzaffar Ali in 2001. During the festival, the Prime Minister will also visit the Teh Bazaar, which will feature One District, One Product crafts and various other exquisite artifacts from across the country. The Delhi government is scheduled to table another Controller and Auditor General of India CAG report related to the previous Aam Aadmi Party regime in Delhi Assembly today. The report is on public health infrastructure and management of health services. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will lay the copies of the report in the Assembly. 3 days back, a CAG report related to the liquor policy of the Aam Aadmi Party government was tabled in the Assembly, highlighting several violations in the awarding of licenses to wholesalers, retailers, hotels, clubs and restaurants. Finance Secretary Tohin Kanta Pandey has been appointed as the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, for a term of 3 years. He will succeed Madhavi Puri Butch. National Science Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day is observed every year on the 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. National Science Day features a variety of theme-based science communication activities held throughout the country. Union Minister of Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will also be attending the National Science Day 2025 celebrations today. More from our correspondent.
The theme for this year's National Science Day is Empowering Indian Youth for Global Leadership in Science and Innovation for a Viksit Bharat. The day aims to spread the message of the importance of science and its application among the people. It also aims to showcase all the activities, efforts and achievements in science for the welfare of human beings, as well as the implementation of new technologies for the development of science. In its future vision, the government under its Inspire Manak scheme will expand its reach to class 11 and 12 students, ensuring that more young minds are engaged engaged in scientific innovation at a crucial stage of their education. This initiative is expected to strengthen the country's scientific workforce and global leadership in research and development. With advancements in quantum computing, AI, geospatial technology, and climate research, alongside initiatives fostering inclusivity and young talent, India is shaping a future driven by science and technology. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the Vigyan Vaibhav 2025, a defense and aeronautical exhibition being organized on the occasion of the National Science Day later today. India's defense might, including the recently tested hypersonic missile to the majestic battle tank Arjun and drones and radars and initiatives into the future warfare, will be on display at the sprawling Gachi Bawli Stadium in Hyderabad. The exhibition will be open from today until March the 2nd. In Bihar, a unique initiative known as the Roti Bank is being run by a group of professionals, local businessmen and youths on a voluntary basis in Chapra, located in Saran district. The Roti Bank provides cooked food to the poor, daily wage earners, pavement dwellers and underprivileged individuals in the community. Inspired by a namesake organization in Varanasi, this Roti Bank in Bihar has been providing uninterrupted service for its seventh year. Here is a report.
The chief of the Roti Bank, Ravishankar Upadhyay, is a teacher by profession. Talking to Akashvani News, he said, now the Roti Bank is a time-tested organization which served during the COVID pandemic for migrant workers.
धीरे धीरे समय बीतता गया, 7 पैकेट से 10 पैकेट हुआ, 10 से 20 हुआ. ऐसे करके हम लोगों ने जब देना शुरू किया तो बाद में चल के भोजन की दिक्कतें होने लगी. शुरुआती दौर में तो ठीक था, कम पैकेट्स था. संख्या जब बढ़ने लगा तो फिर हुआ कि कैसे मैनेज किया जाए. तो अपने सभी सदस्यों के घर से बनवा के खाना लाने लगे.
Although the footprints of Roti Bank Chapra are spread over a small area, but the steps taken are very great. With Pawan Kumar Singh from Chapra, Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Legendary Odia film star Uttam Mohanty passed away last night at the age of 66 in Gurugram. He was undergoing treatment for liver cirrhosis at a hospital. He had been airlifted from Bhubaneswar to the hospital on the 8th of this month for specialized care. A celebrated figure in the Odia film industry, Uttam Mohanty starred in over 130 Odia films, leaving an indelible mark on regional cinema. His career also extended beyond Odisha with roles in 30 Bengali films and a Hindi movie, Naya Zeher. Known for his versatility, he portrayed a wide range of characters, captivating audiences across generations. An earthquake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale hit Nepal in the early hours this morning. The earthquake jolted Nepal at 2:36 a.m. Indian time. National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center said that the epicenter was at Bhairavkund in Sindhupal Chowk district, about 65 kilometers east of capital Kathmandu. There have been no reports of any damage, injuries or loss of life. Many parts of Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim also experienced tremors at around 2:37 a.m. In Bihar, the tremors were felt in Darbhanga, Samastipur, Saran and adjoining areas. In Telangana, rescue teams started cutting parts of the tunnel boring machine and other obstacles, hindering their access to the area where 8 persons were trapped in the Sri Shailam Left Bank Canal SLBC tunnel. The South Central Railway's plasma cutters have joined the operation to clear the debris of steel and iron, which has been hindering rescue work at the site. More from our correspondent.
Piles of sludge are coming out while dewatering and silt removal is in progress at the SLBC tunnel, where multi-agency rescue mission is underway to save the 8 trapped workers. Rescue teams are yet to develop contact with the trapped persons, even 6 days after the incident occurred. State Irrigation Minister Uttam Kumar Reddy informed that rescue operation is in progress at full speed. Top national and international agencies working in coordination to save the trap. He opined that the multi-agency operation, utilizing advanced equipment and expertise, will be completed in 2 or 3 days. 11 expert agencies, including Indian Army and disaster management teams, are leading the operation. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
Uttarakhand is experiencing a drop in temperatures following continuous rainfall in the plains and fresh snowfall in the hilly regions. Our correspondent reports that the Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain and snowfall in several parts of the state today.
Since last night, persistent rainfall has lashed various parts of the state, while higher altitudes, including the Chardham areas, have been blanketed with fresh snow. This has led to a significant drop in temperature. The weather department has predicted that the rainfall will continue throughout the day, with heavy snowfall expected in the upper regions of Uttarkashi, Chamoli, Rudraprayag, Tehri, Pithoragarh and Bageshwar. Meanwhile, the department has also issued an alert of heavy rainfall and possible hailstorm for Dehradun and other parts of the state. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Himachal Pradesh today. In Jammu and Kashmir, three persons were killed and three others feared washed away in Suran River in Poonch district yesterday as rains, landslides and flash floods wreak havoc in the Jammu region. The rain continued throughout the day in Jammu region, throwing normal life out of gear. The chopper service to Katra Mata Vaishno Devi and battery car operation remained suspended yesterday. The new Yatra route via Tarakot also remained closed. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 10% additional tariff on imports from China and plans to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting next Tuesday. Imports from China already face at least a 10% tax, which began earlier this month. Last night, President Trump also confirmed a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico set to take effect on the 4th of next month.
Tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries in trade at levels that nobody's really ever seen before. And especially under the Biden administration, they really took advantage of the United States. We're using tariffs. It's not about inflation. It's about fairness.
Trump's announcement came while officials from Mexico and Canada were in Washington for discussions to avoid this plan. In sports, in the German Open badminton tournament, the Indian mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto will clash against Gao Jiaxuan and Wu Mengying of China in the quarterfinals today. The Indian mixed pair defeated Germany's Jonas Ralfi Janssen and Tuk Fong Yun in straight games to move into the quarterfinals. In the women's singles bracket, Rakshita Ramraj and Unnati Huda both won their respective matches to progress to the quarterfinals. Rakshita beat Hong Kong China's Lo Sin Yan and Unnati Huda defeated Japan's Asuka Takahashi. Rakshita will now face Danish player M. Blickfeldt and Unnati will compete against R. Gunji of Japan. Meanwhile, world's number 59, Tarun Manipalli, registered a victory over Canada's Brian Young in the men's singles. Manipalli will face French national C. Popov tonight. In the ICC Men's Champion Trophy, Afghanistan will take on Australia this afternoon. The match will be held at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore from 2:30 p.m. IST. Yesterday, the match between hosts Pakistan and Bangladesh at Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium was called off without a ball being bowled due to incessant rain. Hosting an ICC tournament for the first time in 29 years, Pakistan thus ended their campaign without registering a single victory. Now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Naresh. Quoting a CAG report, the Times of India reports that doctors at AAP's much-wanted Mohalla clinics were spending less than 1 minute on consultations with the majority of the patients visiting them. In a grim reminder of the dangers of global warming, Hindustan Times writes that the capital on Thursday recorded its warmest February night on record, with minimum temperatures soaring to 19.5 degrees centigrade, 7 degrees above normal, amid a nationwide warming trend that has seen India register its highest February minimum on average nationwide temperature since 1901. And blow to truce, Israeli army not to withdraw from Gaza corridor, notes the Asian Age on its front page. And finally, under the headline, Sir Ganga Ram's Lahore home unites families across border, the Tribune writes that the New Delhi-based descendants of Sir Ganga Ram, famously called the father of modern Lahore for his contribution to the city's architecture, undertook a dream journey to Pakistan that would cap a two-decade-long search for a memory called home. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Delhi today. Finance Secretary Tohin Kanta Pandey appointed new chairman of SEBI. Veteran Odia actor Uttam Mohanty dies at 66. 6.1 magnitude earthquake strikes Nepal. Tremors also felt in Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. US President Donald Trump announces 10% additional tariff on imports from China. And Indian mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto to take on Gao Jiaxuan and Wu Mengjing of China in quarterfinals of German Open badminton tournament today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.